Well, good morning, church. This little bit of scripture is one of my favorite. Whenever I'm feeling like I really, really need God right there, that "do not be afraid, little flock" is so meaningful to me. "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." These words offer the protection and love from our Heavenly Father. These words remind us how important we are and how loved we are. There is so much confusion in the world, it's hard to know where to turn for truth and peace. These words remind us where true love and peace come from. These words also remind us that we don't have to figure everything out by ourselves. We don't have to make big plans. We just have to be still and know that God will show up in our lives at just the right time. And if we don't pay attention, what will happen is that we're going to miss something. We just need to be still and listen. We never know how or where God will show up in our lives. But if we don't pay attention, if we're not ready, we will miss the opportunity to hear what it is God has to say to us. Remember that saying that says, "I plan, God laughs"? We prepare ourselves even though sometimes we don't know what we're preparing for. How do we prepare ourselves? For starters, we have to take responsibility to live the life of Christ in a Christ-like way, to carry the light of Christ into the world and never let that light go out in our hearts. Is it scary that God might show up in surprising ways in our life? It would seem so. I can't imagine how I would feel if I heard a knock on the door, opened it, and there stood Jesus. Jesus affirms that indeed this is not an easy task when he says the words, "Do not be afraid." One of the ways we can stay the course is to be intentional about our prayer life. Brother Curtis says about prayer that there are moments when our prayer has run out, where the living water has dried up, when we are overwhelmed or full of despair or angry or shamed or afraid, and we feel we cannot pray. And that is our prayer. That prayer may be a mess, as much of a mess as a young child who is crying, screaming, or hungry or lost. We are all children of God, and God loves God's children. God loves us. As children of God, we are told to make purses for ourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven. Sell your possessions. Give alms, Jesus says. Now, this doesn't mean that after church today, you have to go home and organize a yard sale, okay? It's okay as long as the things in your life are not as important as the love of God in your life. It does mean, however, that we need to value those things that God gives us. It does mean that we have to put Jesus first and know that he will show up in our lives in unexpected ways, in unexpected places. And we need to be ready to hear what it is he has to say. We might not like, I don't always like, what God has to say to me, to us, especially when we pray earnestly for something and feel certain that our prayer will be answered in just the way we prayed it, just the way we expected. And that doesn't happen. When we truly listen, we find that what God provides for us is so much better than what we prayed for. As you know, I love the beach. I find that in the sound of the waves, the caress of the wind, the sensation of the sand under my feet center me in my relationship with God, my parent, my creator. Whenever I find a beautiful seashell, I don't know if it'll stay there or not. I look at it and know that it is a gift from God. So on my recent trip to the beach, I really hoped, and yes, I really prayed to find at least one nice whelk and for my grandchildren to also find something lovely. I was certain I was going to find one of the most beautiful shells I ever found. I could even see the shell rolling up from the sea, brought in by the wave right at my feet, a gift from God, something for me to pick up, to admire, and to add to a collection. I do have quite a collection. I was certain that this was going to happen. I was going to find one of the most beautiful shells I ever found. I could picture it, every detail, the color, all of it. Well, not a shell was found. Not by me nor my grandchildren. And it took me a little while to realize that the gift I received was my time with family and time with God, which are much more valuable than any shell, no matter how beautiful. So much better than what I prayed for. And I have to admit that I still hope to find that shell of my imagination, because it's a beauty. Be still. Know peace. And don't be afraid, little flock. Amen.